They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on this first full week of October. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And we will have an extended show on this Monday because of the Thursday game. Bo Pelini's press conference is today, and they've kind of moved his time back and around and all that. Well, he is going to come up just after noon, so we'll have our normal Monday show, and then we will bring you Bo Pelini's press conference today, starting at about 12:05 is when he is expected to take to the podium today as they get ready for the Big 12 opener against Missouri. And of course, coming up in just a couple of minutes, Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, is going to join us. And then later on in the program, Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, is going to join us as well with our Mondays with Merck and Morris. That's all coming up both after big wins. We'll tell you how we did in our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. I don't have a very good feeling about this. I told you going in, I didn't have a good feeling about picking them. Kansas State won. That was like the only thing I know that I got right. And that was a crazy finish. A couple of blocked extra points could have cost teams this week in the NFL and in college. We'll see how Daddy did on his picks. And I want to talk about the polls in college football. We've got the baseball regular season over, and now Mike and Mike are on in the morning and doing everything they can to make sure Zach Greinke will not win the Cy Young Award. It's not a for anybody. It is an anti-Zach Greinke Cy Young Award campaign, and it needs to be stopped. Okay, let's beat up on one of the smallest markets in Major League Baseball. Oh, yes. Yeah, why do they think the kid from Seattle is any less or more than Zach Greinke? Oh, yeah, he stuck out in the Northwest. Greinke's stuck in Kansas City. At least when the Yankees go to Seattle, that damn game is on. Anytime the Red Sox go to the West Coast, it's on. The game is never on in Kansas City because it's in the Central Time Zone. ESPN can show the East Coast game and the West Coast game, and it's a doubleheader. I am tired of the bias from ESPN, and I'm also tired of the idiocy that there is to go with the polls in college football. How is Oklahoma ahead of anybody? I can make it real simple. I don't care if Missouri's ahead of Nebraska right now. I just don't. That's going to be settled on Thursday. And yes, in my heart, I still think Oklahoma probably is better than Nebraska. But on the field, they are 2-2 with a loss to Miami, who got crushed by Virginia Tech, who beat Nebraska by one. You don't have to go 6 degrees or 27 people who beat who. You got two games. Virginia Tech is the common denominator. They are 2-2, and an embarrassing 2-2. And by the way, Daddy, I'll let you into the show today by saying the Big 12 is sucking this year. Every game that they have had a chance to prove themselves, they have come up short. Every single game.
I will continue on and say, does Andre Ware move up the chain as far as smart people in all of ESPN land?
We made fun of him when he said Oklahoma was going to go 8-4, 9-4, what, four losses, and lose to BYU. Now, we didn't see the Sam Bradford thing coming, but he's the only one that stepped out on a plank like that and walked the plank, and he is looking like a genius right now. And you know what? All of a sudden, he's not on College Game Day anymore. Woo! He's not on College Football Live at 2:30 in the afternoon anymore. Wonder why that is.
Look at Mark May, buddy. Calm down.
What a
putz.
I've got more. I'm fired up about the Turner Gill thing yesterday on Outside the Lines, which all you're going to have to do is watch ESPN, of course, with Major League Baseball. Maybe Outside the Lines won't be on every week. But Outside the Lines is usually repeated about four times, a segment thereof from Sunday's show. And I thought the Turner Gill thing was an embarrassment. It was a waste of 15 or 12 minutes, whatever the segment was, of my Sunday morning and whoever put time into doing that whole interview. It was just horrible. So, fired up on this Monday. I'm fired up about a lot of things.
I don't know why you're fired up. Turner Gill came out looking like the good guy in the whole deal.
He did. It was a pointless story. They were trying to get Turner Gill to say race, which this story is old. It's over. Auburn and Gene Chizik are well on past where they need to be. The story is old, that race has played a part in whatever, that him being in a in a mixed marriage, for whatever the word that 10,000 people want to use, is a problem in his life. And Turner Gill, straight into the camera, no. How many times can the guy say, no, it's not? How many times can you keep asking Terrell Owens, don't you want to throw your quarterback under the bus? That's all this was with Turner Gill. We got a lot of show to talk about this. And I will just say, you know what, ESPN? If you thought it was such a big story, then why did you send a guy up there that no one has ever heard about before to do the story? Evidently, it was such a big story, you had to send somebody that's hardly probably even employed, probably a freelancer, to go out and do this story. Yeah, a real big story. Okay, let's get to good stuff. Let's talk to the blood pressure is way up there, Daddy, way up there.
You haven't even talked about Tony Romo yet.
Colin Cowherd nailed it right on the head today. When they showed him sitting on the sidelines after Denver scored, he nailed it right on the head. Head down, shaking it back and forth. No thought in his head of winning the football game. Just, oh, my defense. Romo. Well, and if somebody doesn't put Jason Garrett task today, I don't know who should. Wade Phillips isn't calling the plays.
Well, we're going positive now. Daryl Morris joins us.
You're positive.
I'm positive.
You're a positive guy. We've been talking about this for months, how positive you are.
44-12, a beatdown. A beatdown over Pueblo. Coach, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Well, no.
Oh, I can tell how, how Doug is.
I'm pissed at the world, evidently.
Lipitor, man, Lipitor.
Is that the key?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
And that a baby aspirin.
Well, let's dump a nice crowd to watch the football game on Saturday. Pretty decent weather, a lot of folks having a good time, and your football team having a good time with an impressive win over Colorado State Pueblo. And although the stat sheet's not going to be a lot of long drives in this football game and overly impressive numbers, you burned these guys four times for big touchdowns. Talk about how that happened.
Well, every team that plays us and everybody that plays anybody, really, you got to go into a ball game defensively and offensively, and you're going to say, hey, this is what we got to do. We feel like to win the ball game. And it was, early on, it was obvious that Pueblo felt like they had to shut down our running game in order for us to be successful, and they committed, just about all 11 guys to the running game, and we're doing some things that we had not seen them do, running some coverages that we had not seen them run on film, and they played a lot of man-to-man, brought a lot of pressure. They're not a man-to-man team, so after we banged our head for about a quarter, trying to get the running game going, it just felt like, geez, this is not going to go anywhere. We decided to go with a play-action pass, and they're not man-to-man guys, and their safeties came down to support the run like they'd been told all week, and the home run hurt them bad.
Coach, which part of the stat sheet do you think is the strangest? Because I'm going to be honest with you, up and down it, you can shake your head at it.
Well, I think obviously we like to run the football and didn't run the football very effectively, but there's a reason for that. I'm most pleased with, I don't know if I'd call it strange, but I'm most pleased with the fact that our football team offensively is balanced enough to be able to take advantage of somebody to that degree. I mean, they were going to stop the run, and they were effective doing that. When you got six guys blocking nine, they don't have to be extremely talented to get the job done. But to be able to throw four touchdowns over 60 yards on them just shows that we have a well-balanced offense. So, they ran the ball on us a little bit more. I'm sure what Coach Crocker would like them to do, but they did some things differently also offensively than what we'd seen them do on film.
Well, when you look at time of possession, those big strikes give them the ball a whole lot more, and you had great defensive effort. You had great special teams effort.
We did. Blocking the punt was a thing that we've been trying to do for a couple weeks, and we had them schemed and probably actually should have blocked another one, really. But once we got everything put together just right, that came down really well for us. Ozzie Smith picking up a fumble and running in for a touchdown was a great deal for him, and our defense has been fighting hard all fall along, and for them to get a touchdown like that's a great thing for those guys. So, I told the kids after the ball game, I really believe it was a well-rounded team win on defense, on offense, and in special teams.
Coach Jordan made some field goals for you, maybe give him a little bit of confidence.
You know, and he did. And Jordan is kicking better each week, and he's more confident each week. I'm very pleased with where he's putting the ball off the tee on kickoffs and his ability to control the ball and pop the ball up in the air and get some height on it when we need that and some hang time. So punting the ball very well. So Jordan is getting better and better each week, and that's what we need as we come down the stretch.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he is every Monday. We've thrown out the names Mandelko and Rohde and Sheely and Smith. How about the young man Chris Sinkbile out of Central City, probably his best game of the year?
Chris Sinkbile has been playing well. I think as he gets more and more familiar with our system and so forth, I think he'll just play better and better and better. So we're thrilled to have Chris in our program and doing a great job. Colby Henderson is a backup corner, but just a monster on special teams. He's been doing a great job for us all, you know, all fall long. And then again, go back to the block punt, Shane Carrier, a wide receiver that got taken out of the ball game with a pretty good hit by a defensive back for Pueblo, and then comes back about two series later and blocks a punt. So, you know, all those kids are doing a great job for us.
Coach, anytime both teams combine for only three penalties, you guys get along pretty good with that crew?
Well, you know, evidently those guys are going to let us play, and they did, and they didn't throw the flag that much. So, yeah, I think you like referee crews that just kind of blend in with the grass and don't get involved in the outcome of a football game, and I don't think those guys did that at all.
Daryl, now a short week for being in Kearney, because you get to head all the way out to that luxurious resort that I see them give away on The Price is Right all the time, Las Vegas!
Wrong one, brother. Wrong one.
Oh, we're going to New Mexico.
Las Vegas, New Mexico.
There's plenty of stories, but tell me about their football team.
Well, their football team is still a football team. You know, this is the second year for Coach Rosenhaus, and I think he's still trying to get her put together. They're a football team that's a work in progress. They're gonna bring some pressure. They're gonna play a 30 defense, which we've seen several times already this year, and so nothing new in that respect. They're gonna play hard, but I think it's still a work in progress. I'd be lying to everybody if I said we weren't the favorite football team, and we got to take care of business and we got to respect their ability, but we should be able to take this one if we can just get off the bus right.
Coach, Pueblo really had your attention. Were you surprised by the final score?
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, I thought they, you know, and I still say those guys are going to be good in a couple years, but I thought the game kind of came down the way we had talked about. We really weren't sure what their approach to us was going to be. They had just come off with a loss from Mines, and Mines throws the ball every down. So we didn't know if they were going to respect our running game or thought they needed to shut down Kyle Kaiser. It was going to be interesting for us, and it was that first quarter as we tried to get a handle on, okay, these guys think this is what they need to do. So I thought the game kind of came down. It was like two heavyweights in the ring in the middle, you know, body, 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 body for a couple of quarters and then a couple of rounds, and then somebody comes up top and goes to the head, and that was us.
Anything big in the RMAC happened, Daryl, people need to know about?
I think the RMAC is shaking itself out, kind of like what people thought. The big game this week was Mesa and Mines, and that came down to be a pretty close ball game, 23-17 for Colorado School of Mines, which is the school that I picked to win the league this year. I think those guys are going to be a formidable foe when we have them come to Kearney. But I think the league is kind of shaken out with an upper crust and a lower crust. I think that's the way everybody pretty much had it figured out.
Daryl, sure appreciate you giving us some time. We'll let you,
hey, you
get
bet,
off.
Guys.
We'll let you get off to what's going on the rest of the day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we've got a lot more to talk about. Paul Merkowitz will join us. Bo Pelini's press conference at the end of the show. And we have an announcement of when the Nebraska-Texas Tech game will kick off and if it's on TV. We'll tell you about it right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Hankook, Goodyear, and Cooper. Get up to a $100 rebate with the purchase of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card or a $75 Visa rebate card with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Register to win an ATV, a $500 Shields All-Sport Shopping Spree, or a guided pheasant hunt at K&M Hunting. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 17th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Find yourself sitting on the couch playing the same video games or watching the same TV shows over and over? Get up, get moving, and get to the Hastings YMCA. It's the place to be for Hastings students. Water slides, rock wall, jump shots, adventure challenge, and more, the YMCA has it all. Even memberships just for youth. Don't miss our youth events this fall. Monthly middle school dances, our Halloween party, and Halloween overnighter. For dates and more info, check us out at hastingsymca.net.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelke's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelke Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
I'm Doug Good with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK football team heads into the second half of conference play this Saturday afternoon at New Mexico Highlands. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock. The game will be televised by the Altitude Network. It's a top 20 matchup for the Hastings College football team as they welcome in 5th-ranked Morningside Saturday at 1 on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska opens Big 12 play at Missouri Thursday night on ESPN. Kickoff is at 8. The UNK volleyball team heads west to take on New Mexico Highlands Friday, Western New Mexico Saturday. The Hastings College volleyball team is home this week. They host Nebraska Wesleyan Tuesday, Dort Friday, and Northwestern of Iowa Saturday. The Nebraska volleyball team also home this week, welcoming in Kansas Wednesday and Kansas State Saturday. UNK women's soccer team will host Adams State Thursday, Colorado Mines Sunday. The Hastings College men and women will be at Concordia Tuesday and at Mount Marty Saturday, and the Tri-City Storm against Indiana at home Friday and Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Mainly cloudy skies continue as we head through the day today. We'll also see some scattered showers possible with highs around 59. Winds out of the southeast remain around 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see showers early tonight with a low at 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox. They're already coming in about some early rants today. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and. And I know it's kind of a long email address, but if you type it in once and save it, you only have to type it once. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Big 12 Conference announced this morning that Nebraska's game with Texas Tech will kick off at 2:30. Yeah, baby! Televised on ABC. The game will also be shown on ESPN in some markets that do not receive the contest on their local ABC affiliate. Other Big 12 games scheduled, Oklahoma, Texas, 11 a.m., which it always is, which is too bad. I don't understand why that's not a night game. Why isn't that the national game on ABC? I don't get it, but whatever, 11 a.m. Kansas, Colorado, 6 on Fox Sports. Missouri, Oklahoma State gets the 8:15 slap beatdown from ESPN2. Why are there 8:15 games in the Central Time Zone? Is there a 4 o'clock kickoff? What kind of scheduling is this? It's just horrible. They're going to join the game in progress. And a lot of people thought that that's when the Nebraska-Texas Tech game was going to end up. So I guess be very, very thankful. Nebraska-Texas Tech, 2:30, as it should be, on ABC in Lincoln on Saturday, October the 17th. We're into that time of the year now where you're going to find out game times 6 to 12 days ahead of time. So there you go.
Doug, we head to the Dent Popper inbox. Greg says, subdued on TV Friday night, fired up on Monday. Wow.
Talking about me?
Talking
that
about
TV,
you.
That TV thing's a whole different deal. Hey, I want to thank Josh Jeldon and the gang at Sports Extra for NTV for having me in to co-host the show on Friday night. A lot of text messages. Thanks to all the people that text messaged. Thanks to all the people that watched. Thanks to all the people that watched. What'd you think? Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
By the way, we go back to the Denpop room. Doug, I haven't heard what you have to say about the polls. You know, you missed it, Ken. But what a joke. Georgia Tech.
Ken,
rated.
Show starts at 11. Has pretty much for 5 years.
Georgia Tech rated, but an underdog against Florida State. Another team that is rated as an underdog to Tennessee. Auburn, LSU, several others are overrated. Big Daddy, I failed to mention that I have a heart-to-heart with Touchdown Jesus this summer in South Bend. Looks like he's back doing his job. Don't bet against the Irish with Southern Cal. Oh, my gosh. There's another terrible job of officiating in that game. The two-point conversion, the guy is on the ground about 2 yards out. They drag him across into the end zone. Two-point conversion, granted. Yeah. No need for review. Poor Steve Sarkisian.
Speaking of officiating, who was your buddy Friday night?
Andy Cox. Why?
What Let's happened? Go to the polls. What do you mean, what happened?
Oh, when we got into it at halftime?
When you mark the ball a half yard short, and then you move the ball when you give the ball over on downs. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. I've seen a lot of weird things. Amherst-Alma. It's fourth down and a half a yard. The ball is between, I think it was the 34 and the 35 or the 24 and the 25. I think the 34 and the 35. They needed to get to the 35. Quarterback sneak. Whether he got it or not, it doesn't matter.
He was short.
He was short. Now, the bottom line to this whole thing is the kickoff was out of bounds. So it's spotted right on the 25. So the official knew he didn't have to. I mean, wherever he spotted it, he knew he wouldn't have to bring the chains out. If he didn't have the ball on the line, it wasn't a first down. If he had the ball on the line, it was a first down. Okay, so he didn't put it on the line. I'm fine with that because, you know, if it was a, if he got it, he got it. If he didn't, he didn't. Okay, that's fine. So they turn it over on downs. They point first down Amherst way. And then he picks the ball up, and he sets it on the 35-yard line.
It's a moves it about a foot.
And so if I'm the Alma coaching staff, I lose my gourd worse than I did at the start of this show. How can you do that? I mean, when you did the ball's on the yard line. It's a first down. Why'd you move the ball? I guess for simplicity reasons, so when they're going the other way and they got the same situation, they'd know. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I'm sure they're all good guys, but what were they thinking? Anyway, the polls. Ken wants to know about the polls. Florida, Texas, Alabama, LSU, Virginia Tech. They are the top five. You got any problem with that?
Just thinking back, you're exactly right.
Well, hell yes, I'm exactly right. I'm always exactly
and
right.
It wasn't Andy Cox that misspotted that ball. I'll let you know who it was later.
Unbelievable. Anyway, Florida, Texas, Alabama, LSU, Virginia Tech. You got any problem with that? Top five? Some people are starting a handful. Five people are voting Alabama number one. One for Texas, 54 for Florida. Yeah. Again, as long as you're winning, you're number one. Okay, they're not winning. You know, Alabama, again, they're behind Virginia Tech in the fourth quarter. Let's not forget that. So Virginia Tech is the best one-loss team in the land right now. Here's your other one-loss teams. If you got an argument on that, you tell me. USC, lost to Washington, no. Ohio State, lost to USC, automatically eliminated. Miami, lost to Virginia Tech, automatically eliminated. Oregon, lost to Boise State. You want to make an argument for
No.
them? Penn State, lost to Iowa. You want to make an argument
No.
for them? Nice job, University of Houston. Beat the tough teams and then bleh. You know what? I will say this. Even though he doesn't always appear and Husker fan doesn't always think he's the biggest Nebraska fan ever, Kirk Herbstreit, by far, is the best college football analyst going today. By far. He said Houston was going to trip up Saturday on game day. He says it might even be today against UTEP. He says they will not roll UTEP. He goes, I think it might be in a month when they play Southern Miss. But he goes, Houston is not going to win out and go undefeated. Bam! Look at his upset special every single week. A guy ought to keep tabs on that. I've been keeping tabs on Hammer and Hank Goldberg, who just, I think he went 3-2 yesterday, so that was good. He's hovering around 500. But his upset special of the week, and again, it's not a straight-out upset, Duke against Virginia Tech. And this was a ball game all the way through. It was like a 17 or 18 point spread. It ends up a one-score game. He nailed that. He nailed the one last week. He's been all over him. He's been on it for a long time. If you're looking for somebody besides Daddy to give you all the winners, just look for that one pick per week. How'd you do this weekend?
Oh, we struggled on Saturday, made a little bit back on Sunday. We were 1-3 on Saturday's show.
That may transfer right on over to our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, because I know I went directly against you in two of your college picks. How were those again?
I know three.
You missed Wisconsin.
And I missed Oklahoma. And I missed Texas A&M getting a beat down.
Huh.
And the winner was Washington. In the NFL, should have been 3-0. Officials cheated Baltimore. Baltimore will be number one again in my power rankings. They're still the best team in the NFL. When you have to cheat and then you can't catch the ball, should have had a first and goal, drop a pass, but the officials totally stole the whole day from Baltimore. That's my loss, and the two wins are Tampa Bay and the Jaguars, 2-1. So we went 3-4.
Well, this won't be an official pick, but what do you think about Green Bay and Minnesota tonight? I tend to side with Greenberg. I think that Green Bay may want it more than Minnesota does.
I don't know.
You remember at the beginning of the year that the locker room was not Brett Favre friendly? Well, they're winning, and you're just not hearing anything. You're not hearing they're Brett Favre friendly, or they're coming around, or that they're playing for Brett, or that they're playing for each other. Green Bay has got to be there. You know, they've got to survive the first quarter, first half. If it's any kind of a game at halftime, I think they win, and even the Brett Favre come from behind magic. I like Green Bay, and I can already hear people going to their computers and betting Minnesota. Okay, so there you go. What do you think?
Well, I think that after last week, if you're not joining Brett Favre and thinking he can do special things for you, well, you're a moron in that locker room. And I'm not saying a lot of football players are really smart people, because there's some morons out there. I think more people are probably following Brett Favre than ever before in that locker room, and they believe in him. And you know what? I think they get up. Not only because of Brett Favre, but this is a huge game. This is a huge rivalry game in that division.
Big game. Some big games yesterday. The NFL seems to be getting a little bit closer to what it should be, a little bit closer to normal. But Tennessee, who would have thought that they would have been out of it by now? And they are. They are out of it. You are 0-4. You are out of it. Bye-bye. Indy looks to be the good team there. I think Houston's going to be okay. For some of the fantasy guys, Slayton finally had a good day. Forte finally had a good day. There's some guys out there that finally, Ronnie Brown, finally had a good day, especially from that running back. Wide receivers, Colston, Johnson. Oh, I have both of those on my team. They stunk. And there were just some other. Eli Manning, Tony, the Giants are still going to be number one for me. There's nothing there that shows me that they're not the number one team in the NFL. And we had this discussion before. I think if they play at Baltimore, Baltimore's favorite. If they play at New York, New York's favorite. And maybe that's even how the game goes. But right now, I think they are the two best teams in football. I don't know if I had them 1-2 last week or not. I don't think so. I had Baltimore number 4, actually.
Well, either way, we got New Orleans right up there, too.
Boy,
the defense showed up. Drew Brees, again, throws 0 touchdown passes.
And obviously, I will be dropping Baltimore because they lost to the New England Patriots, who seem to have it pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, they cheated to point it in the right direction. But you got to turn the ball over on the opening kickoff, give them 7 points.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. One play does not the game make, signed Bo in Lincoln.
Well, it does in the NFL, Bo. You remember the game. You were there.
Bo Pelini, press conference coming up at the end of the show today. We'll take the show right through noon, go into our noon sports, and then Coach Pelini expected to take the podium at 12:05, 12:10. We'll extend the Doug and Daddy show through that session. Coach Paul Merkowitz is coming up as well. Again, if you want to chime in on Dallas, any of the NFL teams, if you saw the Turner Gill piece, you can go to ESPN.com, Outside the Lines, read it, watch it again. It disturbed me, and I guess you can't. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna guess most of the listening audience didn't see it because it was on at 8:30, 8:45 on Sunday morning. And knowing most of the listening audience, at least the people that come up and say something to us, they weren't up at 8:45 yesterday, or they were at their congregation on Sunday morning. I was tweener. I was up and then went to church. But I saw it. It just was a waste of time. I'm not saying it wasn't a well-done story by the people that did it. It was just a waste of time about a subject that has been hammered into the ground, this particular Turner Gill subject. The greater picture is something else if you want to look at that. So we talked about that at the top of the show. We talked a little bit about the college football polls. Major League Baseball, Zach Greinke, should he win the Cy Young? And yes, he should. Tomorrow we will have the play-in game, the Detroit-Minnesota game, pregame at 3:30, first pitch about 4:07, Twins, White Sox, the Royals roll over. I don't know. Did they roll over? They made a run at him yesterday in a high-scoring game, and they gave him all they wanted on Saturday. The Twins did win all three, though. The White Sox took care of business, and Detroit didn't get in. So Detroit, Minnesota tomorrow, pregame at 3:30, right here on ESPN. Who's going to win it?
God, you got to think Minnesota at home.
Detroit's sending out a 20-year-old that is not a Hall of Famer. It's not Roger Clemens. It's not Dwight Gooden. It's not David Cohn. It's not some 20-year-old that's done some great things. It's a 20-year-old who's had a good season.
How can they blow it this late? They were up 2.5. They were just up 2.5. They've got to just feel sick.
Take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More football talk coming up after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's an IRS news release that even my beloved Buckeye fans need to hear. New law offers special tax breaks for small businesses. Act now and save. Talk about a response. People are starting small businesses, even working from home businesses. And many are using LegalZoom.com to incorporate. These new tax laws are that significant. And LegalZoom makes incorporating so easy and affordable. Even attorneys use them. Listen.
My name is Phil Tobolsky. I practice law here in New Jersey and decided to become a LegalZoom customer myself. Look, I'm an attorney. I could have filed my own LLC. I don't hesitate to tell clients that they can save money by doing their own common legal documents at LegalZoom.
Just like football fans are thinking about the next big game, think LegalZoom.com for business and personal legal documents. Incorporate now. Receive our corporate package with over 40 free legal business forms that save you thousands. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mainly cloudy skies continue as we head through the day today. We'll also see some scattered showers possible with highs around 59. Winds out of the southeast remain around 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see showers early tonight with a low at 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, folks, we've had a change. The folks in Lincoln told us Bo Pelini was going at 12:05 today. He's actually at the podium now, so let's send you to Lincoln.
I don't really change week to week, obviously. I'm going to be the same emotional person this week that I was the week before. And, you know, like I said, once you get in, you can toss the emotion. You know, there's always going to be a certain amount of burning desire in a player, in different players. And how you, the key is how do you harness that energy and direct it in the right direction? It's always the case. Because you can be over-emotional and it can work against you. And you can have emotion, it can work for you. It's all in directing and generating that energy the right way. Believe me, I've learned that as more than anybody.
What do you feel like Zach's grown since that last road trip? Where do you feel comfortable going into this, if it is, I guess, his true second road game?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, Zach's going into his, fifth start? Same thing. I'm sure he's better because of the experience he had at Virginia Tech. He's learned from it. And he's a good football player, and he'll continue to be a good football player. And he'll keep learning, and I think he'll be better next week than he'll be at Missouri. He'll be better at Texas Tech, and he'll just keep growing.
With Ricky being out, do you spend more time this week hands-on with people like P.J. Smith?
Yeah, those guys have been getting reps anyway. We're hands-on with them all the time. And it's just the way how we rep our guys. We equally rep our guys. And we have a lot of confidence in PJ.
Little technical difficulties apparently with Coach Pelini. We'll try and get you back to him here in just a second. About 10 seconds, we should be able to rejoin Coach Pelini in Lincoln with his weekly press conference as they get ready for Missouri. So let's try to take you back to Lincoln here in just a second, and we'll hear more from Nebraska football coach.
We just got beat, and you know what happened last year isn't going to have any correlation on what happens this year, unless we let it.
As I recall, though, last year after that game, you kind of took it on yourself and said that was my bet. So I mean,
it's always my coaching philosophy. Mm-hmm. When it's bad, it's the coaches. When it's good, it's the players. And it's always been, always will, how I look at it.
Do you think, perchance, you might have outfoxed or outcoached yourself last year? Maybe coached too much for that game, and will you do the same this year? Will you simplify it?
I hope I don't do the same this year. I hope I do a little bit better. But yeah, I just like I said, you learn from all your experiences, good, bad, and different, and we'll see. It's a different year.
Is there separation of safety between DJ, Courtney, Austin? Is one of those guys ahead of another guy, where they're like the third guy?
You know, PJ and Austin have gotten most of the reps this week, but Courtney's gotten some reps too. And I have confidence that all three of those guys know what they're doing.
Tonight, do you root for the Packers or do you root for Favre?
I'm not going there, I promise you that. I'll put it this way, I'm rooting one way or the other, but I'm not saying which way. That's a loaded question right there. That's the most loaded question I've had in this room in a while.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bo.
All right, folks. Well, we had some... we apologize. That's all I can do. University of Nebraska told us it was at 12:05 today. That's the first time that's ever happened. Evidently, they changed their mind. They send us info on that constantly, all the time, stuff that, you know, I don't care. You know, practice is here, practice there. We had a special email this morning. I apologize for that, that we didn't have all of Bo Pelini's press conference for you today. We've been keeping an eye on it throughout the show. Coach didn't have a whole bunch to say, so... I'm sure you can go to Huskers.com later in the day if you want to catch it all, and all we can do is apologize. I guess that happens from time to time. Let's talk about Nebraska-Missouri, Tony. I don't think there's a whole lot there. I mean, the media really didn't have a whole lot of questions because they weren't at practice the last couple of days. They don't know who's been in and out. They don't know what's been going on. Coach has said last week that he's not going to dwell on last year's Missouri game. There was a comment, and we had Coach Eckler on Friday's show, Coach Mike Eckler, the linebacker coach, where Bo said, you know, we're in a fix-it mode before the Missouri game, and our game plan was not anywhere where it needed to be, and that made a little talk on the show on Friday.
You know, so many of those prototypical players that they had a year ago, whether it be Chase Daniel, whether it be a Macklin, whether it be a Kaufman, those guys are gone and in the NFL. And it's a whole different Missouri team. They're not that same team that they were a year ago. And I think people need to remember that. They're building this game up. You know, we're not going out to slay a giant. We're going out to slay another Big 12 team. I think last year Missouri really had the talent edge. I'm not sure they do this year.
Well, that's coming up Thursday, 8 o'clock. We'll be talking a lot about Missouri later on this week.
Great point. There's a lot of confusion out there that everybody thinks this is a regular ESPN. No, it's a later start for some reason. 8:15 go time.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, whatever. I don't know if it has to do with... I don't think it has to do with the playoffs. Maybe it does, Major League Baseball playoffs. God help us if there's a game on before that. I mean, whatever. There hasn't been anything off the West Coast start this late so far this year. Part of me says, you know what, ESPN, if you want us to move our games, then we're going to play at 7. We're going to play at 7 like everybody else does. These little MAC teams, these little WAC teams, they play at 7 o'clock or 6:30 every Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday for you. What's the difference? I mean, there's got to be a little give and take. You can't just say, oh, we get to be on TV. You're going to be on TV anyway. All right. Ken chimes back in. Big Daddy, poor officiating, you say, for crying out loud. They were Pac-10 refs in the Washington-Notre Dame game. Have you ever heard of roughing the long snapper? Have you ever heard of such a penalty, says Ken. Notre Dame called for that when Washington was kicking a field goal, and then Washington got a first and goal from the one and still couldn't get in the end zone, which is true.
How about the kid launching himself the last play of the game and totally just killing the guy? If that's not helmet-to-helmet contact, leading with your head, not only should he have been, his season should be over because he should be expelled. I don't care if he's a junior. You're gone for your senior year. Because that's just asinine. And luckily, the kids, I think, is going to be okay. When your arms are... Yeah, that was... There's a lot of blunders. Blunders in that game. And Washington has... There's pretty crazy things for them to go down 3rd and 15 and pick it up. 3rd and 20, whatever it was.
It doesn't matter. It was a football game between two not good football teams.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
Let's take a break. Paul Merkowitz is going to join us. We got a lot more. Some high school football talk. There was some crazy games Friday. We'll be back after this.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, Brett Favre, welcome to Sears. Can I help you?
I'm really liking this one.
That's the new 42-inch HD flat-screen TV. Best part, Sears can check the competition to guarantee the lowest price.
I'm listening.
Well, using the Sears Research Center computer right here, we'll do real-time price checks. We found there are guys out there that agonize over their decision, beat themselves up, get cold feet, you know what I mean.
Those guys drive me crazy.
They can't do it. They waffle, they flip-flop. It's tough for them.
What are you trying to say?
Just that there are some guys out there that can't make decisions. It's not something they're able to do. You know, they go home, talk to their family, you know, maybe get an agent. You know, it's like some big ordeal. Let's hold a press conference, announce the big decision. So you're going to get it?
I'll take it.
Great.
I don't know.
With real-time price checks for the lowest price guaranteed and next-day delivery, the Sears Blue Electronics crew can guarantee you'll have no regrets. This week, buy any Panasonic HD TV 46 inches or larger and get free delivery and installation. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/26/09. Sears. Life well spent.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a trend.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Tonight, number four jerseys will be out in full force when Brett Favre faces his old team for the first time. And first place in the NFC North is on the line. This is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and Mark Malone and me for all the excitement live from the Metrodome when quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers take on Brett Favre and the Vikings. Green Bay, Minnesota. It's a Monday night matchup not to be missed right here.
Catch all the action tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mainly cloudy skies continue as we head through the day today. We'll also see some scattered showers possible with highs around 59. Winds out of the southeast remain around 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see showers early tonight with a low at 38. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
What a Monday. Mondays with Mark and Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've spoke off the top of the show, as we always do, with the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris. And now we can tell you that the D2 football media poll has been out, and the Lopers have been ranked there the last couple of weeks as high as 18th. But the American Football Coaches Association Division II poll out for the day and ranked 21st in the country. Your University of Nebraska at Kearney Lopers. They are one of three teams to come in this week, along with Angelo State and North Carolina Pembroke is number 25. UNK ranked number 21 this week. Wayne State is up four spots after a three-point win against Upper Iowa. They've had two close calls and a loss. They're 14th in the country this week. And still number one, Daddy, is
Grand Valley State.
Still number one in the NAIA poll, Sioux Falls. They beat Doan 64-0. It's insane. But as we talk NAIA football, we catch up with the head coach of the 17th-ranked Hastings College Broncos, who could move up even farther today when their new poll comes out. Paul Merkowitz joins us. Coach, congratulations on another win.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. You tell me, this game was over in 225. There were hardly, I mean, as far as the number of offensive plays, 70 and 52. Everybody wanted to keep this thing on the ground and keep it moving. You get a 27-3 win.
Yeah, well, we got out there, and I tell you, it's crazy you don't think about it, but this is the first game we've played and the only game we'll play this season on grass. And through most of the first quarter, it rained, and so it really kind of made it kind of sloppy, and the field was kind of slippery most of the day, and I think both teams were kind of just kind of staying to their plan of trying to run the football, and it just kind of worked out that way. We were able to get out of there sooner than later.
Coach, you knew starting this year that you returned eight starters on defense. You hold them to 82 rushing yards. The game's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's been the thing that we've wanted to do, and I think you look at our statistics throughout the year and our ability to be able to stop people from running the ball in the games that we've won. That's the big glaring statistic, and we're hanging our hat on that, and it's worked for us.
Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 423 total yards of offense, 284 of that on the ground. Troy Hubert, the quarterback, actually leads you there in rushing. Was that design going in?
Yeah, we kind of knew with some of the stuff that they were doing, it was the first five-man front we had seen all season long, and really lets us do some stuff with the option game that we like, and in a lot of cases it keeps the ball in his hands. And so he ran it extremely well, like I said, especially with the first half the way it was. You know, it helped to have something that we could kind of go to when we needed to pick up 4 or 5 yards at a crack, and he was very effective with it.
Coach, one luxury you're afforded at Hastings, having your junior varsity program over there. Is this the time of the year, do you see kids moving up at all?
You do a little. Yeah, you do a little. I think, you know, we're competing so much during the week that you know, you get a pretty good evaluation of guys. You know, you want to see them first on Monday, and then, you know, obviously get a chance to see how they can do during the week as well. So you do see that competition continue to grow throughout the season, which really helps us towards the end of the year. You know, we're playing 6 JV games, and you know, we wrap that up towards the end of the regular season. So we're constantly trying to evaluate guys.
Paul Merkowitz with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, it seems every week you've got the one or two, like we talked with Coach Morris, one or two defensive guys that we always talk about. Then there's one or two guys that maybe the name hasn't come up. Brian Callen led you in tackles this week.
He did, and he's been very good the last couple of weeks. We really tried to challenge our guys to kind of, you know, when you look on the stat sheet, you know, on defense it's Mackenzie Hendry, and on offense it's Maurice Mansfield, and we wanted guys to kind of elevate to where those guys are at, which will help push them and get better. But, you know, collectively, it gets your football team better, and we're competing within our scheme, and I think it's been very productive for us.
There is an award called the William V. Campbell Award. It used to be named, it was another award back in the day. But Mackenzie Hemgee named a semifinalist for this, from Hastings, two-year team captain, pre-med major. He's one of only 14 NAIA scholar athletes across the nation to be named a semifinalist. Wes Kamick is the only kid from the University of Nebraska to make this list, which has about 150 overall. Hastings has had two kids in the past nominated for this award, Josh Reynolds in 96 and Daniel Woodburn back in 2003. We brought up Mackenzie Hemgee's name time after time after time. Coach, I just want to ask you point blank. Was this one of those diamond in the rough, a kid that if he wasn't in Hastings probably wouldn't be playing at Hastings College because he's good enough to play a level or two above NAIA?
You know, it's possible. You know, obviously, you know, with you know, Mac being here, and his brother Mark had a great career here, you know, so I think we had kind of an in, so to speak, with Mac. But, you know, we knew that Mac was a different player than his brother, just such a dynamic player, and his ability to do so many things. It's really a treat to have him on our team and to have him a part of our program, that he does so many things. You talk about that award, and when Daniel Woodburn won that award a few years back, that dinner is a heck of an experience, and it's really a great thing. And so we're hoping that when that finally comes out that Mac is the selection or one of the selections that gets to go to New York City.
Pre-med. Doug, that's different classes than we and you took.
A lot of them. You need to be smart to get ready for Morningside, Coach. This is the game that we've kind of been talking about behind the scenes all year long. Now let's talk about it. What does Morningside have?
Well, I mean, if you look at what they do statistically, offensively, they're unbelievable. I mean, they run the ball extremely well, leading rusher in the league. They throw the ball very, very well. They have the most explosive wide receiver in our league, and so those are things that first concern us. And then defensively, they're just very stingy, and we've had problems in the past being able to move the ball, and I think we're playing a lot better offensively this year than we have in the last couple of years. So hopefully that's going to help us. But, you know, our formula is going to be the same. You know, we've got to be able to stop the run to start, and we've got to be able to run the ball and you know, do those types of things.
Well, anytime you're playing in a game of this magnitude, health-wise, are you 100% going in?
Yeah, we're pretty close. I think, you know, this week helped a little. We were able to get some guys healthy and do some things because everybody didn't play most of the game. But, you know, we're as good as we're going to be at this time of year. And you know, they've only played five games. We're going into our seventh. And so, you know, there is a little bit of difference from that standpoint. But I think we're pretty healthy and ready to go. We're a little bit banged up in the offensive line, but we're just going to have to get through it, and it's going to be that way the rest of the way.
Their defensive coordinator is a maniac. You do know that.
I do remember his times. Or I know he spent some time at Kearney. That's right.
Yeah. We weren't talking coaching. Hey, finally, Paul, Nick is back. Mm-hmm. You had moved Maurice there. Now what's the situation? Since Maurice had been doing so good, mm-hmm. Nick seems to be healthy again.
You know, I don't know. We really don't. We're kind of drawing some things on the board and kind of seeing how we can make it work. Obviously, we want to get, you know, Maurice as many touches as we can, but we also want to make sure that we're using everybody and you know, forcing them to defend as much as they can. So I think you'll see him both in a lot of different positions, doing a lot of different things for us.
Any trick plays getting drawn up on that board this week?
Some days we get to that point. We usually try to wait for Wednesday or Thursday before we get to that stuff. But just as many ways as we can get the boys the ball, that's for sure.
Paul, best of luck. We look forward to the home game 1 o'clock this Saturday.
Hey, guys, you had said something about the Nebraska game starting at 8:15.
Yes.
I think the reason why they're doing that is because we practice on Thursday nights at about 6 till about 8:15, and they wanted to make sure our kids had a chance to see the game.
Outstanding.
You were asking, so I thought I'd let you know. That's where
they come to practice, then we swing down to Bullseyes, we watch the
well,
game. It's all
home,
good.
Yes.
Well, yeah, home, obviously. Coach, thanks for the update.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. Folks, don't forget about the Prairie Hills Golf Course hole-in-one contest. The weather's turning sour, but that's a good thing because by October 17th and 18th, it'll be gorgeous again. A chance to win $10,000. The best way to find out more is to go to Prairie Hills Golf Course. I drove by yesterday. There must be people out there watching football because there were vehicles there, and I actually saw one group out on the course. Strange people, but they were having fun at Prairie Hills. Don't forget the best part. You play 18 holes each day. You have four chances to win that hole-in-one contest. There'll be a drawing after the two-day hole-in-one contest, October 17th and 18th, for one lucky participant to win a 2010 membership to Prairie Hills valued at over $1,000. For more information or to be able to play, call Prairie Hills Golf Course. Set up a tee time for that weekend of October 17th and 18th today. Only one more bit of information we need to get to. We talked about Daddy struggling a little bit. Now we go with his college and NFL picks. Well, evidently he struggled a little bit on the Bruce Furniture pigskin pick'em. And if I am told right here, Derek, we still have no one advancing to the finals for the set of Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. They're winning the $25 gift card. We're getting the T-shirt. They're getting the prize pack from Midway, from Benici Brothers, from Ramada, from Big O Tire, from all of our sponsors. But they're not in there for the big one yet, and we're starting to get close to the halfway mark.
Yeah, we are. John from Kearney was our contestant, and he went a paltry 3-for-8. So three and eight. 3-8.
What kind of a putz are you to go 3-8?
Yeah,
would go 3-8?
Daddy as well, actually. He went 3-8 this weekend as well, and not good there. Doug, you were under 500, but won at 5-6.
That's all that matters, people. The Denver Broncos are unbeaten, and so am I on Pigskin Pick'em. It may be ugly. It may be gruesome. You may not want to watch. But 5-6. How'd that go again, Derek? Can I see my sheet? I know you put it away. I'm sorry. But I want to see that sheet. And just here's the 5-6. Okay, I had Wisconsin. I didn't take North Carolina State, but that game went to overtime, didn't it, with Wake Forest? 3-point game. Florida State, Boston College, a 1-score game. Georgia, LSU.
Weird.
Don't celebrate. Oklahoma, Miami, 1-point game. I did take Michigan State, thank God. I had Kansas State. I took UCLA, again, less than a score game. Arkansas. Had them right against A&M. USC had them right. And Auburn must be good. Tennessee wasn't all that great. We didn't even have to come down to the tiebreaker of Wyoming and Florida Atlantic. We'll do it again this Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. High school football, congratulations to the Silver Lake Mustangs. A huge win anytime you knock off a number one team in the state in Axtell. Greg Hiverson has been under the weather, the head coach of the Mustangs. We will be catching up with him a little bit later on in the week. Can you believe it? Girls District Golf beginning today. Good luck in this stuff, ladies. They're playing some of our teams. Grand Island is at Elkhorn at Indian Creek. Let's play that course. All right. York Country Club. Let's play that course. And Hillside in Sydney for the schools that are playing today. Meadowlark Hills is hosting a district tomorrow. Kearney is ranked in one of the high school football polls this week in the Lincoln Journal Star, number 9. Hopefully we get a chance to talk much more about those tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Paul Merkowitz, Daryl Morris for joining us on the show today. Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever among our guests tomorrow.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Oh, by the way, Stu Pospisil, where's Kearney at in your rankings? Let's go. It's really disappointing I saw it this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.